I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Richland Center's soccer team won 6-1 over Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca last night in a Southwest Conference match. The Hornets scored 3 goals in a span of just over 3 minutes in the first half on the way to avenging a loss to the Blackhawks earlier in the season. Pietro Matucci scored the very first goal.
Hornets about 40 yards away from the goal. They'll take a long shot. It's in! Oh, long shot by Matucci. And the Hornets score the goal.
Just over a minute later, Ronaldo Hernandez hit the net using an assist from Garrison Weiss, who also assisted the third goal at 30-25 when Giovanni Serna scored. The Hornets went up 4-0 just before halftime when Serna scored again. Winning keeper Grayson Banker was stellar in the net for Richland Center. Coach Tom Stadler played many combinations of players in the second half. 2 more goals were scored by Pietro Matucci, scoring off an assist from Ronaldo Hernandez, who also passed to Mason Jelenic for the final goal of the night. The lone goal for the visiting Blackhawks came from Adrian Morales-Fiorte at the 66-minute mark. Following the 6-1 win, Richland Center will prepare for a game against Reedsburg Monday, while the Blackhawks will host Wisconsin Heights. In 8-player football last night, it was Highland getting the victory against DeSoto, 46-6. In volleyball, Weston fell to DeSoto in 3, 25-13, 25-19, 25-21. Shelby Newman and Lexi Rockweiler each had 5 kills. Valerie Bauer finished with 13 assists, and Vivian Spencer had 25 kills. The Eagles close out the regular season next week, hosting Wazika Steuben at home on Tuesday and traveling to North Crawford on Thursday. Elsewhere in volleyball last night, Darlington swept Riverdale. Royal was a 3-2 winner over Brookwood, and Winnewick Center defeated Royal 3-2. Bangor was a 3-1 winner against New Lisbon. It's the 8th week of the high school football season. Richland Center makes a trip to Dodgeville. Here is Coach Andrew Troxell.
Dodgeville has historically played us really hard and really tough, you know, and so that's been the narrative this week with the boys, is that we can't come in overconfident. You know, they've got some big playmakers. I know their season isn't probably as well going as well as what they would like, but they're not going to back down. I mean, they've looked at us as a potential win in the past, and sometimes it's gone their way. So we've just got to stay focused and play our type of ball game.
I asked the coach if these are like playoff games now for the Hornets.
We've had that conversation with our kids, you know, that if we want a chance to be even on the bubble, we've got to win out. You know, and so those kids knew exactly what was at stake last Friday. And so that's where it is so nice to have that win, you know. And so now we look at this week as another potential one, you know, and we got to focus on Dodgeville, you know, but we kind of have our eyes down the road too and looking at that Broadhead game. So if we could finish the season and be 4-5, you know, I mean, I think we're a team that, you know, has played teams really hard. I think the score differential, you know, through other contests throughout the season is kind of misleading, you know, and so we hope that whoever makes that decision in the WIAA will consider Center as a playoff team.
The Hornets at Dodgeville tonight can be heard on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. In Spring Green tonight, River Valley is hosting Platteville. I asked Coach Dan Makovic of River Valley about last week's loss to Richland Center.
Plenty of opportunities to win and plenty of opportunities to capitalize on mistakes and errors in Richland Center. As I told you in the pregame stuff of last week, is they're always in the game and they're going to continually be there, and they never gave up and they made the plays that they needed to make, and we just fell a little short. It was a great game all the way through, and that's what we're taking away from, is like, hey, we have things to clean up, you know, but it was a good game and it's time to move on. We got to focus on winning the next two to try to make the playoffs.
Here is Dan Makovic talking about tonight's River Valley opponent.
Platteville is a spread team, so they're going to throw the ball as many times as they can. They have a really good quarterback and a solid wide receiver core. They were missing a couple of linemen for a few weeks, and so they have them back now. So we expect them to be pretty close to full force, and we're hoping to change up our defensive scheme a little bit because we haven't played too many spread teams. So we need to make sure that we're ready to stop the pass, but also have enough people in there to stop the run too, because if too many people are dedicated to the pass game, Platteville will run the ball, and then you're in big trouble.
Lancaster at Broadhead Judah this evening, and New Glarus at Prairie du Chien. In the Scenic Bluffs Conference, New Lisbon at Bangor, Royal at Nisida, Cashton at Hillsboro. In the SWAL, Fenimore is at Belleville and Darlington at Cuba City. Tonight in the Six Rivers Conference, Riverdale is at Blackhawk Warren. I talked to Coach Lucas Phelps about the win over Boscobel.
I thought our guys were very assignment sound defensively. You know, when we lost against Peck, we struggled to get off the field. I thought this past week with the game plan and our guys' adjustments and how well they handled things, we did an excellent job getting off the field. There were times that we allowed them to kind of drive, but bend, don't break. We found a way to get a stop, you know. Then getting the ball on the three-yard line, we found a way to force a field goal and then block that, and they get out of there with no points. So I thought defensively and offensively, our kids really responded. I thought our leadership shone through, and I thought we were very, very disciplined in all phases of the game.
And also, looking at tonight's opponent, Coach Phelps had these words.
The thing this week that our focus is to compete. We got to find a way to win the play, you know, offensively, find positive yards in every play. We cannot take negative yards. Defensively, we got to be assignment sound. We got to rally at the point of attack, find ways to get turnovers. And that's one thing our defense has done a great job this year is we are in the positive turnover margin on the year. We've done a great job taking care of the ball, and we've done a pretty good job taking the ball away. So against this team, we got to find ways to not hurt ourselves. And we got to be physical, and we got to get ready for them coming after us.
River Ridge plays at Waseca Seneca tonight and Boscobel at Iowa Grant in the Six Rivers. Onalaska travels to Baraboo, Viroqua at Black River Falls, Luther at Westby, Monroe visits Evansville, Portage at Lakeside Lutheran, Wisconsin Dells takes on Mauston, Reedsburg is at Toma, Adams Friendship at Watoma. Eight-player football, North Crawford is at Kickapoo Lafarge, Wisconsin Heights at Woniwalk Weston for Weston's homecoming game that kicks off at 7 o'clock, and Monticello at Belmont. Saturday, Brookwood plays at Ithaca. That's a 1:30 kickoff time during the Ithaca Homecoming School Fair Day. And Potosi-Cassville plays at Pecatonica-Argyle tomorrow. That starts at 2 o'clock. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. The Spare Parts had an 1880. The Pin Pals an 1803. ILK, 1639. Spare Parts, a 652. Pin Pals, a 649. The Spare Parts, a 646. Cheryl McNerlin had the top series, 564. Pat Adams, a 485. Judy Skelly, a 459. Top games, Cheryl McNerlin's 204. Pat Adams, a 195. Cheryl McNerlin, a 189. And Judy Sharman had a 5-7 split pickup in the Coffee Clutch. And from All-Star Bowling, Pioneer Print Company had a 29-43. Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 28-55. Morris Heating and Cooling, 28-54. Turbo's Bar and Grill, a 10-51 high game. Also, Lonesome Dove Tavern was runner-up at 10-33. And Pioneer Print Company, 9-96. Top series, Chuck Pardoon, 148 over average with a 763. Chris Pardoon, a 728. And Chris Gerber, 130 over average with a 724. Jason Gerner with a 702, 102 over average. High game, Jason Gerner, a 277. Chris Pardoon, a 269. Chris Gerber, a 265. Brandon Adams bowled a 623, 104 over average in the All-Star Bowling League. Well, this is something different. The Badgers are 2.5-point underdogs in Saturday's game at Rutgers. Wisconsin has never lost to the Scarlet Knights in five meetings. Running back Kyle Menage is one of the top ball carriers in the country. UW's defensive line rates 111th in tackles for a loss. Under head coach Greg Schiano, Rutgers is moving up in the college football world. In football last night, it was a wild one, won by San Francisco 36-24 over Seattle. Brock Purdy threw for 255 yards and three touchdowns in the game. In the baseball playoffs, Garrett Cole held the Royals to a single run over seven innings, sending the Yankees to a 3-1 victory that put them back to the American League Championship Series. Pinch hitter David Fry had a go-ahead two-run homer in the seventh, then bunted home an insurance run to help the Guardians force a decisive Game 5 against the Detroit Tigers in their AL Division Series with a 5-4 victory. This week, the Brewer Brass wrapped up the season with a press conference. Here is Pat Murphy.
I didn't have to try too hard. I was very genuine, and I like when I can be that way. And I think it's a product of being with the organization for a lot of years, understanding a lot of how things go on, and then sitting watching and knowing that, like, maybe do this, or maybe this would be an opportunity for this. So I think from that standpoint, I learned a lot.
The comments of Pat Murphy, and then Matt Arnold spoke as well to the media, he among the Brewer top brass.
Yeah, it's uphill no matter what. And I think regardless of the format, it's going to be a challenge, you know. And so I don't know if I have a solution for the format itself, but, you know, I'm proud of the fact that we've been there 6 out of the last 7 years.
That's a look at sports. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO.